Very happy to have with us now veteran Browns cornerback Sheldon Brown. Sheldon, welcome to the show again.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, getting ready for a last game of the season. What is, and again, your experience with this as a longtime NFL player, the mindset as you gauge it within not just your position group, but even in the locker room in general, what would you say the attitude is for this team going into this game?
Well, my message to younger players is, you know, Super Bowl teams make changes. And obviously we're not playing the Super Bowl and we're not going to the playoffs. So, therefore, the mentality is you're auditioning for not only the Cleveland Browns but other teams. And you want to put your best foot forward. And in this game, you always want to be reviewed as a professional. You know, most of the time when you go to another organization, and just like any other business, your former coach or, you know, employer calls your current employer.
Right.
So, you know, you want to have a good resume, and you want to have a great resume, work ethic through thick and thin, because coaches really want to see how you respond in the tough situations.
And, you know, as we look back at what this team has done so far, the pattern of these rematches in your division have shown you to play better the second time around. We saw that against Cincinnati. We certainly saw that against Baltimore last Saturday. So here's Pittsburgh, and it's a Pittsburgh team that you played well defensively, obviously. Only got 3 points otherwise, but the defensive effort was strong. Is there something to be said for that, a carryover from that? Because even overall, you'd have to feel pretty good about the way this defense as a whole has been playing these last few weeks.
I'm proud of the guys, but, you know, you're not happy with playing just good enough to lose, you know, regardless of how you look at it. But the guys have responded. We have a young team, making no excuses. I think everyone has obviously gotten better, and the coaches have done a good job of keeping everyone motivated. No one has shut it down, and, you know, the play on the field has shown that. We just have to learn how to make one or two more plays to come out on the other side of the W or the L. I am excited for the guys, but, you know, we're not happy with playing just good enough to lose.
And that really is a continuation of a conversation you and I had after the Baltimore game. You were frustrated, and I could see it in your eyes and hear it in your voice, and you haven't really changed that much since Saturday in terms of your feelings about that. But tell me this: how is that being communicated, and how is it? I know we never know until you play, but do you think there's that realization that within the team, Sheldon, that you can't be content with just being good enough to lose a game?
Yeah, I know it is. And coming down this week, you know, Joe Thomas makes his, I think, fifth consecutive Pro Bowl. And you
right.
have DeQuell Jackson, who was the first alternate. And you have two guys like that that's giving their all. And then you have a bunch of guys that's throughout the team, young guys, older guys, that haven't made or been successful at anything. And when you see those two guys still busting their butt after they've achieved that goal, which are one of their individual goals, then it's common sense what you do. You work hard, and you work hard for a reason, because it pays off for you.
Sheldon Brown, Browns veteran cornerback, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The other interesting element about preparing for the Steelers game is the quarterback, or the little unknown there. But Ben Roethlisberger, maybe with that high ankle sprain, Charlie Batch started for him last week. So how do you look at it from a preparation standpoint?
Charlie is a very capable quarterback of winning. He's won some games in this league, and he's led the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that's the only team he's been with his career. The guys believe in him. When he gets to practice throughout the course of the week, and the coaches install game plans that's successful for Charlie Batch. Now, for me, I approach both quarterbacks the same. Obviously, Ben can buy a little more time and get throws deeper down the field, but Charlie can throw the ball down the field. It's just more on time, and it's not really improvising where he's running around a little bit, then a guy scrambles and gets loose. But he's a very capable guy. The most important thing is just to control the running game, put pressure on the quarterback, no matter who it is, and then do your job in the back end and not have mental mistakes.
I know we're focused on your assignments and duties in that Thursday night game, but how, I don't know what the word is, but what was going through your mind, possibly, when you saw Ben limp back from the locker room for the second half and basically drag his leg through a half of that game? And you're a competitor on the other side of the ball, watching, as the rest of us did, plain as day, a quarterback who was just not whole physically.
We knew Ben would come back, without a doubt. We knew that. That was the discussion walking into the tunnel for the half. So we were not surprised. And there are some things that we as players, we are able to do on game day to get us to be able to have a pain threshold a little bit. And he's one of those guys that he's going to be out there for his football team. And whenever his number is called, he's going to – those guys believe in him. And that's exactly what he did. We knew he was going to do that. So it wasn't a shocker to us.
You thought he was going to just will himself there and whatever else he needed to do just to get out there. But did it change your then physical approach to playing him? Did you sense there were things he could or couldn't do as a passer that you might be able to take advantage of as a secondary?
Well, the biggest thing is we didn't feel like he would be able to run around and buy time for those guys to break loose after 5-6 seconds in coverage and throw the ball down the field from a mobility standpoint. But everything else we figured he could do. He could get the ball, obviously, from the center, take a snap, 3-step, 5-step drop, and throw the ball on time. Now, when you're facing a guy like that or any quarterback, you can tend to play more routes closer and tighter. When you're playing a quarterback that's mobile, like himself, Michael Vick, and guys like that, they can break the pocket. Then you're covering the guy. All of a sudden, he runs a route that's drawn up in the dirt.
Right.
Now, that presents a different problem. So we felt that we could challenge more routes when he did come back in the second half.
And he didn't play the following week against San Francisco. He played, but I guess it was clear in that game that he was struggling and then doesn't play against St. Louis. Then Charlie Batch comes in there. But would you say that they're a team, even if Ben is out there Sunday, that the game plan they used for St. Louis, which was very – run-driven, and it was very much about Charlie Batch handing off and managing the game. Do you see the similar type thing, whether it's Roethlisberger or Batch on Sunday?
We can make that argument, but I think that's playoff football. And I think teams that win Super Bowls are teams that are able to run the ball, control the clock, play good situational football, throw when they have to keep the chains moving. I think those are the teams that prevail in the Super Bowl. And through history, I think that's what shows. So I'm not necessarily saying they went to that game plan because of the quarterback. If your goal is to win in a Super Bowl, I think you have to be clicking on all cylinders and you have to go into the game owning the line of scrimmage offensively and defensively. And it all starts with running the football.
And you know the threats that they have at wide receiver. Mike Wallace, such a big game breaker. Antonio Brown, such a game breaker. So, again, from a defensive plan standpoint, knowing what those guys can do, what are some of the keys and the challenges?
The keys is for the guys up front to stop the run. So in the secondary, you don't have to get nosy. That's the key. Because in the secondary, if you get nosy, you have those fast guys running down the field. Now you have a guy closing your cushion, and you can't protect the deep ball. Because you have to come up and try to make tackles on a running back running full speed. So if the guys up front handle their job and we can stay patient in the back end and take away the big plays from that standpoint, then it should be a pretty good game.
Your guys up front have been playing better. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm seeing Phil Taylor complimenting Ataba Rubin, and, of course, we know what DeQuell's all about, Chris Golkong. So you were stout against the run in that previous game, 76 yards by Rashard Mendenhall. If you see that type of thing going on, you guys are in a good position overall defensively this time around.
Great. I think we played, like I said, just good enough to lose, which is not good enough.
Right.
We have to find ways to make one or two more plays to get over the hump, and we'll be fine. But the game plan we had, we executed it for the most part, and then we was toe-to-toe. We just needed one or two more plays.
Does their incentive – in any way factor their incentive to obviously try to get what the most they can get, home field advantage, whatever, in competition with other teams that are in the Ravens and other teams in the running, how does that play into your thinking about the type of effort you're expecting from them?
I think their incentive is they're the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's has a pretty unique tradition, and I think their fan base, their coaching staff, their organization doesn't allow them to give less than an A-plus effort regardless of what's at stake. So that's me speaking from a player that played the game. So I expect no matter what position they would be in, even if they was in our position, I would expect their A-plus effort.
And the last question, because I get this constantly, about, well, it makes more sense for the Browns to lose to help their draft position, and you might have a shot at a number three pick, whatever it might be. And my answer always, by the way, on the behalf of everybody, especially players, is – no, players don't think that way. They don't go out there. They don't care about draft position. Articulate that, please, for the fans.
I definitely don't care about draft position because, quite frankly, if you're asking your draft pick to come in and be your savior, then that's not realistic. I think you have to win with the guys that you have in-house and develop them. The guys that do come in may be a pleasant surprise, and they may be able to do some things for you, but they're not going to be game changers immediately, because this is a tough game to learn. And if that's in someone's mind about trying to go out and lose, then I don't need to dress on game day.
Play to win.
Play to win.
Sheldon, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Browns veteran quarterback Sheldon Brown joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.